Thank you and good morning. More than 50 law enforcement personnel from local, state, and federal departments assisted the Eureka Police Department in a sweep of the Greenbelt area behind the Bayshore Mall, known as the Devil's Playground, on Wednesday. Officers arrested 27 people, including 19 for outstanding warrants, along with drug and weapons violations. Officers also arrested Joshua Stockoff, who was wanted on several felony warrants. Officers contacted more than 90 people who were in the area during the sweep, and they confiscated 16 firearms, drugs, and drug paraphernalia. The sweep was part of an ongoing operation by the Eureka Police Department, and Captain Steve Watson was in command of the operation, and Captain Brian Stevens was in command of the operation. Chief Andy Mills said the goal was to identify and remove the criminal element from the homeless encampment, an area that is regularly the scene of emergency response from police and fire. The District Attorney's Office has released the findings of an investigation into the death of Darren Borges, who died while in custody at the Humboldt County Jail in June of last year. He died as a result of a toxic level of methamphetamine. The DA's report finds that Borges had ingested a lethal amount of meth prior to being contacted by police at the intersection of 7th and D Streets in Eureka on June 14th. A motorist had called 911 to report that Borges was acting erratically in the street, and when officers arrived on scene, they found he had removed some of his clothing. Borges was arrested and booked into county jail, and the DA's report says that a forensic pathologist determined that Borges died from acute methamphetamine intoxication. Despite skepticism from some circles, the United States Senate has passed a bill that reauthorizes the resumption of payments under the Secure Rural Schools and Self-Determination Act. Initially passed in 2000, the Secure Rural Schools funding means that more than 400 rural school districts across western states will receive money for schools, roads, and public safety. The payments from the federal government have been suspended for 2 years, leaving sizable holes in the budgets of some cities and counties in California and Oregon. The bill now awaits the president's signature and could mean nearly $1 million for Humboldt County, just over $1 million for Del Norte, and more than $3 million for Trinity County. The University of California Cooperative Extension and the Buckeye have some information for landowners in Humboldt County. Ken Morgan has more.
The two-part educational series will be on April 28th and May 5th. The seminar is scheduled from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Humboldt County Agriculture Center on South Broadway in Eureka. The fee to attend the event is $25 per family for the workbook, but you need to call the Humboldt County Agriculture Center or stop in and visit or see their website to register by Friday the 24th.
The workshop will feature the steps to succession planning, legal and business issues, and an understanding of the financial impacts of land and livestock ownership across generations. Despite some patchy fog, the National Weather Service has forecasted a sunny weekend for the North Coast. That means plenty of people will be outside enjoying the natural beauty that defines this region. For those who are planning on a trip to a local beach, please use caution. There is a moderate risk of sneaker waves along our local beaches. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Nearly all of the tax talk in Humboldt County in recent months has centered around the passage of Measure Z and where proceeds will be used to bolster public safety. On Wednesday's talk shop, however, Supervisor Mark Lovelace discussed another sort of tax that could have a huge impact on Humboldt County, taxing legalized marijuana. There stands a good chance that the personal possession of marijuana and some form of cultivation will be legalized by 2016. And Lovelace said the State Board of Equalization has already taken a look at possible taxation methods and their impacts.
But it really went through the thought process of, you know, what do we know of this industry so far? If it's legalized, what do we expect in terms of, you know, the impact on usage? Will it go up? Will there be an initial bump when experimentation goes up, and then that'll taper off? And then when you add in the cost of regulation, the price goes up, and so usage comes down a little bit. You add in taxation, the price goes up more, and usage comes down. And where's the sweet spot for that if you want to maximize revenue for the state?
Lovelace also pointed out that a sales tax on marijuana will not work here in a region that has the potential to be the center of marijuana production.
But the focus for us has to be around an excise tax, because a sales tax at end point of use, the vast majority of the product grown in Humboldt County is going to be sold someplace else. With a sales tax, we're not going to see any of it to deal with all of the impacts that we have as a county of origin.
One thing is certain, the impacts of marijuana will be an issue in Humboldt County far beyond an election in November of 2016. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.